the Paris attacker.
He's a 39-year-old Frenchman who was on a terror watch list.
Arkansas executes convicted killer.
He appeared to lose consciousness pretty quickly.
Teacher arrested, teenager safe.
She will soon be on her way back home.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, French officials are piecing together yesterday's Paris attack by a gunman that left a police officer dead and others wounded. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says it's being considered an act of terror.
He's been named by French media as Karim Cherfi, 39 years old. Le Parisien newspaper said he'd done jail time for, among other things, shooting a police officer more than a decade ago. This attack couldn't come at a more sensitive time. Voting in France's presidential election starts in less than 24 hours. The leading right-wing presidential candidate, Marine Le Pen, was quick to ramp up her tough law and order rhetoric, declaring a so-called battle plan to close France's borders and crack down on what she called lenient sentences for dangerous criminals.
ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack. Arkansas, in a push to carry out a series of executions before a key drug expires in just days, put a convicted killer to death last night. State spokesman J.R. Davis.
We know the right thing was done tonight. And more importantly, justice for the first time since 1993 for Deborah Reese's family.
Reese, the victim, lived near Liddell Lee. It's the first execution in Arkansas in 12 years. President Trump has taken swipes at the judiciary, and now his attorney general has followed suit. And Democratic lawmakers in Hawaii are blasting Jeff Sessions for what he said on a radio show about the state and the judge who blocked the Trump travel ban.
I really am amazed that a judge sitting on an island in the Pacific can issue an order that stops the President of the United States from what appears to be clearly his statutory and constitutional powers.
Hawaii Senator Mazie Hirono reminded Sessions on Twitter that that island in the Pacific has been a state for 58 years. There's word the Sessions Justice Department is considering possible charges against WikiLeaks for revealing government secrets. CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
It is still relatively early in this process, and several officials tell CBS News that charges against any one person or WikiLeaks itself have not yet been finalized.
Next week is shaping up to be a critical one in Washington, with a possible government shutdown looming and efforts to revive health care emerging. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
When they return from spring break next week, members of Congress will have just 5 days to hammer out some sort of agreement to keep agencies funded. But as House Republicans hold a teleconference this weekend, they'll discuss proposed revisions to the Obamacare repeal bill. A health care vote in the middle of a debate over whether to fund the border wall or force a government shutdown seems a pretty tall task. But President Trump says that's what he wants to round out his first 100 days.
I want to get both.
If there's enough support behind the tweaks, it's possible the revised Obamacare measure could be brought to the floor midweek, but the text hasn't even been drafted yet. Steve?
In Israel, Defense Secretary Mattis made it clear today Syria still has chemical weapons.
I can say authoritatively they have retained some. It's a violation of the United Nations Security Council resolutions, and it's going to have to be taken up diplomatically.
And he says there's evidence Syrian combat aircraft have been dispersed, suggesting concern about an additional U.S. missile strike. 5 weeks after 50-year-old Tennessee teacher Tad Cummins vanished with 15-year-old student Elizabeth Thomas, CBS's Carter Evans says they were found in a remote area of Northern California.
Sheriff's deputies arrived at the cabin Wednesday night, but they waited until 9:30 Thursday morning for Cummins to exit. He was arrested without incident.
Mr. Cummings made a spontaneous statement to me at the time of, "I'm glad this is over."
Investigators say Thomas's reaction was more emotional.
It was a very traumatic experience for her. The two obviously have a relationship, and her response kind of escalated up and down.
Now, the Thomas family lawyer says Elizabeth's parents are just elated awaiting her return today. As for Cummins, he is going to be in court today here in California for an arraignment and could face a mandatory minimum of 10 years in jail.
A federal judge in Detroit's expected to finalize the punishment deal for Volkswagen, the automaker that cheated on emissions tests. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
VW last month pleaded guilty to 3 criminal charges, and they have a deal with prosecutors to pay $4.3 billion in penalties. Volkswagen also paying more than $15 billion to compensate owners and offset environmental damage.
Officials at Cal Berkeley have reversed course and will allow conservative author Ann Coulter to speak on campus. Naweed Tomas is with the Berkeley College Republicans.
These students are trying to create a liberal echo chamber on campus where one viewpoint's allowed and any other viewpoint is attacked and harassed.
CBS's Steve Futterman.
School officials have now proposed having Coulter speak on May 2nd. Coulter does not appear to be pleased with the proposal. On Twitter, she accuses Berkeley of imposing an all-new arbitrary and harassing condition on her exercise of a constitutional right.
There's a new study about diet soda. Researchers have found people who drank at least one artificially sweetened beverage a day had more than twice the risk of developing dementia. CBS's Dr. John LaPook with the study's grain of salt.
The problem is that you cannot prove with this kind of study cause and effect. So the researchers found that other factors like hypertension, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or high cholesterol might be accounting for the increased risk.
A new lawsuit accuses the high-end headphone maker Bose of listening in on customers. The suit claims the company's app for wireless headphones tracks preferences and sells that information to others. CNET's Dan Ackerman.
It does indeed say it can collect a lot of information, including GPS information, Bluetooth information, maybe information that comes from other apps on your phone.
In any pair of headphones,
this
song sounds good.
Everybody plays the fool.
Everybody Plays the Fool, the 1972 hit from The Main Ingredients. But there's tragic news. The 72-year-old singer, Cuba Gooding Sr., father of the actor, was found dead yesterday in his car in Los Angeles. Cause of death is under investigation, but alcohol and drug paraphernalia were found in the car. President Trump has a lot of plans for this country's border enforcers, but are there enough people and the right people to get the job done?
The Department of Homeland Security says that ICE is burdened by overworked staff, mismanagement, poor organization, and lack of clear training as it tries to comply with accelerated deportation orders. President Trump has ordered the hiring of 15,000 agents and officers, but officials say that goal will be unachievable short term. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says the system is just overwhelmed. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Earth Day is tomorrow, and this morning a CBS News poll finds 57% believe the environment will be in worse shape for the next generation. 51% believe the Trump administration's lifting of some environmental regulations will be a bad thing. 38% say it's good for job creation. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.